I'm Mary Obana. Welcome to Shine. I'm all about friendly, soul-nourishing, spiritually inspired conversations that expand perspectives and offer practical guidance so you can live joyfully and shine brightly. I believe your experiences are a result of the perspective you bring to your circumstances. If you expand your perspective, you can transform your life. I believe everyone has something special within them, a unique gift, a light you are to find and share with the world. You are meant to shine. I believe you are meant to live with complete joy and peace, nothing less. It's just awaiting your allowing. Ready to get to it? Here we go. Hello there. Thanks for joining me today. In this 25th episode, I thought it would be apropos to return to the message of Shine. A year ago, I published Shine, a book that reminded us all that who we are meant to be is rooted deeply within us. Everyone has a beautiful light, a unique gift we are to find and to share. Today, I'm going to focus not only on the light within each of us, but also on honoring the light in those we love. And for all those parents out there, especially our kids. So what is our light again, and why is it so important? Our light is that special thing each of us has that is unique to us. It's a gift that we are to discover and share with others. The light can be the way you give, the way you help others. It can be the way you put others at ease, making them feel more comfortable. Maybe you do it with humor. Perhaps you do it with your calming presence. Your light can be your unique ability to create. Maybe you build or fix things that make others' lives easier. Maybe you create something of beauty that brings joy to others. Perhaps it's the way you tell stories, your ability to connect to others and help them feel connected to something bigger than themselves. The list is long and as varied as each one of us. And our experiences, all of them, contribute to our perspective, a perspective that uniquely enables us to share our light in a way only we can. Our light comes easily, naturally, because it's who we are. And the telltale sign that you are shining your light, you can feel the joy you bring to others, and that joy fills you up. It's a joy that comes from the knowing that you are exactly who you are meant to be. I think of it as sharing your own unique brand of love. Shining your light spreads love all around. You see, light can only fulfill its purpose by shining, by connecting to others. Because when you shine your light, you ignite the light in others. And light is meant to be shared. It's meant to spread. When lights connect, joy can be experienced fully, and you feel connected to something larger than yourself. Everyone is connected, but when you shine your light, you feel connected. Sometimes people think that finding your light is finding your vocation, but your light isn't what you do, it's who you are. The key thing is no matter what you do, you want to be who you are, bringing your authentic self to every circumstance. It sounds kind of obvious, but it's incredible how often we don't. Your energy is at its best, vibrating highest, when you align with your true self, meaning doing what comes naturally to you, choosing that which brings you joy, shining your light. Do you know the average amount of time people spend a day doing something they actually enjoy? It's just 42 minutes. That's revealing, isn't it? It's remarkable how much time we devote to things that do not fuel us, that drain our energy rather than feed it and nourish it. This is because we spend a lot of time doing what we believe we're supposed to do, fulfilling others' expectations, society. We feel it's a responsible thing to do. And while we may look happy on the outside, it can feel exhausting. How we genuinely feel is the greatest arbiter of whether we are shining our light. Finding our light is returning to who we are, living in alignment. We feel and are at our best in this place. It's our sweet spot. When we're in alignment, we shine brightly and things go smoothly, often effortlessly. Things just fall into place. It's as if the universe is giving us some big high fives, nodding its proverbial head, yes, do more of that. And it feels really good to be there. When we are out of alignment with who we truly are, veering off our path, this is when things are feeling unnecessarily difficult, when everything feels like a struggle, when you feel like you are constantly carrying a heavy boulder upon your shoulders up a mountain with no end in sight. Why is everything so challenging? You are meant to live with joy and love and peace and fulfillment, but this only happens when you are in alignment with who you truly are. When you are not honest with yourself, not honoring what you know to be true, life is just more challenging, and all that joy, love, and peace you're meant to have seems elusive. When you're in alignment, your heart and soul know it. You know it to the core of your being. You are being you, and nothing feels more natural, more peaceful than that. And your life just flows because no one does you better than you. When you are your true self, you are unstoppable. When you are shining your light, you are in alignment. Alignment is such a visual word, isn't it? Alignment's when things are right where they're supposed to be, arranged in beautiful harmony. There's symmetry. The path is straight and smooth. Momentum can build when things are aligned because nothing is standing in the way, right? Can't you just picture it? Being out of alignment is also visual. There are lots of errant paths, disorganization, lots of zigs and zags. It's hard for things to flow smoothly and pick up momentum with all of those deviations. That's all resistance. So when does that happen? It happens when you're not being who we know we truly are. Doing things because we think we should, acting a certain way, taking a particular job, living a certain lifestyle because we believe others will love us more if we do. So we stray from our intended path. Our intended path is forgiving. It can take us to these beautiful places, but being on the path means being in alignment with who you are. Being off the path is when you're not. Now, let's talk about our beautiful children. As parents, recognizing the light in our children, that thing within them that makes them uniquely who they are, enables us to guide and support them and honor that light. Looking within them first is where it must begin. My son Kai is graduating from high school this year. He's seeking to find his own way. And I know your kids are doing the same. The greatest gift we can give our kids is to help them understand that they have a special light within them, one that they are to find, that they are to celebrate, and that they are to share. Directing them inward is the greatest gift we can give them, for inward is where all the guidance and knowing is. Understanding for themselves when they feel true joy, that's the biggest clue. We want them to live there in that mode because that's who they are to be. That's where they will find their light. I think as parents, all we want is for our kids to be healthy and happy. But I now know the path to true joy and peace will only be found when they find that beautiful light within them because it is there. And it is then that they will understand who they are. Realigning with a path to our true selves is where peace lives. And for anyone you love, you want them to have that more than anything else. Peace is connected to joy. And if you're worried whether they will be financially stable on that path, you have to know about abundance, true abundance, only follows joy. Abundance follows the peace that permeates your very existence when you find who you really are, know who you are, know what beautiful gifts you have. Everyone is special, and each of you has a path that you are destined to take for you, not to fulfill others' expectations. Going within is the greatest gift of all, because there's knowing there, there's peace, there's light. Just this week, I was chatting with a friend. Our sons are classmates, and as all of them wait to hear from colleges, we got talking about how important fit is and that the best school isn't what U.S. News and World Report claims it to be. The best school is the right school for each individual, a school that uniquely brings out the best in that unique person and supports them the way they need, that allows them to find who they are. And not every environment is suitable for every kid, and not every vocation is right for every person. As we chatted, it reminded me of my experience in college. I was an RA, a resident assistant, in an all-freshman dorm for 2 years. And one of the most heart-wrenching things I had to deal with were students who felt the immense pressure of the conflict between pursuing what they loved and what they felt their parents expected them to do, because those aren't always the same. I remember one student in particular who was convinced if she admitted to her parents she didn't want to be a doctor, her parents would pull her out of school. Her family had a long lineage of physicians. She loved art. She was told it was impractical. They wouldn't pay for that. And she was so gifted, so bright. The pressure she internalized, the dissonance between who she was and who she was expected to be, was destroying her. You might think this is an unusual example, but it happened more than you'd like to think. I had this conversation in one form or another with a lot of students, not just her. All these kids wanted from their parents, all they wanted was to be approved of, to be loved just as they were. And they never wanted to disappoint them. But often it was what these kids thought their parents wanted. That happened to me too. When I was a junior in high school, I'm the fourth of five kids, two of my older siblings were going to medical school, and the other was thinking of law school. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew it wasn't either of those things. I was convinced, though, that my dad wanted me to be a doctor. I'll never forget this one night that I decided I would let my father know the truth. I was so scared. I was so afraid that he'd be so disappointed in me. I approached him, tears started rolling down my face, and as I confessed I didn't want to be a doctor, he looked at me and without a moment's hesitation said, "You don't have to be a doctor. You can be anything you want to be. You'll be best doing something you love." Wait, what? What did you just say? I couldn't believe it. All that time, I had in my mind assumed that this is what he expected of me. And I was completely wrong. In that moment, I remember feeling the weight of the world lift off my young little shoulders. This is what can happen with our kids, or for that matter, anyone. We can have these perceptions in our minds that are merely assumptions that we believe to be reality. Encouraging our kids to find their light will always be a sure path to joy, peace, fulfillment, everything we really want for them. I received a beautiful message from my guidance as I prepared this episode, and I wanted to share it with you. It went like this. For parents, they must know that their jobs are to allow their children to find and be who they are. Sometimes fear can get in the way, fear that knowing who you are won't pay the bills. But this is a false belief. There is no dissonance between who you are and where you are meant to be. The greatest joy, peace, and prosperity exist when alignment is reached. be sure you aren't wanting for your children something that takes them away from this. Sometimes we think we are protecting or serving our children by directing them to vocations that we have come to believe are more stable, financially lucrative. We are losing our perspective when we allow this to happen. Why is it that you want this for your children? So they can be safe and happy? What if you knew the greatest security and joy is unlocked when they are who they are meant to be? Wouldn't you do everything you can to help them find that? Encouraging them to know this and look within to discover it? Do not allow yourself to be bothered with the, but what job would that mean for them? How much can they earn if they do that? Trap. Know that when you are living in alignment with your truth, you will always be taken care of, for this is your destiny. This is where you are meant to be. Things flow more easily. Things fall into place. Resistance is removed. The greatest challenge our beautiful children have is conflict. The conflict between what they know and what they believe is expected of them. Allow them to honor what they know within. This is what your job is as parents. Honoring, celebrating, and supporting the journey your children are on. And to remember, it is always their journey, not yours. Create room for it. Let them be who they are and love them for it. It's the grandest gesture of love. It's the greatest gift we can give to those we love. Let go, allow, honor, celebrate, love. Thought that was beautiful. Finding our light and encouraging those we love to do the same is the path to joy, love, peace, and fulfillment. I believe finding, celebrating, and sharing that light realigns each of us with the person we are meant to be and is a collective path to a more peaceful world. I close my book, Shine, A Simple Guide to Finding Your Light and Letting It Shine on the World, with this. Shine is all about activating the light within each of us. And everyone's light, you must know, has more to do with its impact on others, how to spread the light. Because it is through the activation of each one's light that others are ignited. And just like in a stadium, where one lights, then the next, so too does the world. Stadiums connect stadiums, nations connect nations, worlds connect worlds, until there is nothing but shine. If you haven't already, please find your light. The world is waiting for it. Thanks for joining me today. Here's to shining. Until next time, take it easy.